For it is by grace that you are saved, through faith, and that not of yourself, right? It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. We can't compare ourselves to anybody in this room. There's only one that we need to compare ourselves to, and that is Jesus Christ. He is the perfect one. And when we look at Him who is perfect, and then we see who we are, there's a contrast. And so, by my own goodness or my own righteousness, I am not qualified to be in God's presence. I'm only qualified through the means that God made available for me to be qualified to be in His presence. And that is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All. We've all failed. We've all missed the mark. We've all fallen short. And thank God that we have an advocate with the Father. We have a defense attorney who is not only our defense attorney, but he's the judge too. So we can come to Jesus and we can say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, a sinner. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. He paid the price for me. That I, the guilty one, may go free. He's letting you off the hook, letting me off the hook. If we will turn to Him. If we will give our hearts, our lives to Him, He can save us. But Jesus said, if you will save your life, you will lose it. If you try to save yourself, you'll be lost. You have to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. That's what God requires. An exchange. The old for the new. The old useless for the new that He gives us, the new creation. He said you must be born again. Many times we are sorry for things that we do, and even sorry that we get caught doing things that we tried to hide. But true repentance is not just being sorry for what I did. It goes beyond that. It means I'm sorry enough to stop doing what I've been doing. Repentance means I've changed my mind. I've changed my direction. I was following my own selfish ambitions, my own path. And I have scrapped that. I have left that. I've left death. And now I embrace life. I embrace the path that Christ calls me to join Him in His life and in His mission in this world. And in the day of judgment, we will have confidence. In the day of judgment, we will only be confident of this fact because as He was in this world, so are we. We have left all to follow Him. We have said, Lord, I'm all in. Following Jesus means that I have to deny myself. I have to be done with my way. But I have discovered that when I deny myself, I discover life in Him. When I'm full of me, I can't be full of Jesus. But when I'm empty of me, and it's not about me anymore, but it is about my Lord, my Master, the one who gave Himself for me, no longer to live for ourselves, but for the one who died and rose again, then we discover that life, true life, is in Him, in a relationship with Him, a new life, a new beginning, a new walk. And this path is narrow, it's difficult, it's confined, and there's few that find it. And because it's narrow, there's going to be few that will be saved. Wide is the road, Jesus said, that leads to destruction, and many go that way. What is the wide road? The wide road is the way of self-will. It is my will over God. That is the way of destruction. If you want to truly, truly live, if you want to know the joy of fellowship in the Holy Spirit, if you want to know that peace that passes all understanding, if you want to know this love that passes knowledge, you have to deny yourself. You have to be done with you. And you need to get right with God. You need to choose His way and forsake your own. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. And he will who save his life will lose his life. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel will find it. I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I have the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding in the vine. That vine is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know what God comes to do? He comes to set you free from you. He set me free from me. Hallelujah. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I'm a child of God. I'm not bound by fear. Amen. I have love in my heart. That love that casts out fear. Fear has torment. Amen. To the degree that you're willing to yield and give yourself to God, then you can have Him in exchange. How many want God more than anything else? How many put God before your family? Your friends? Your habits? God before your hobbies? God before anything and anyone else? Oh, that's extreme. Well, that's what Jesus calls us to. A complete forsaking of our way that we might walk with Him in His way. A disciple. He didn't call church folk. He called disciples. He called us to discipleship. That means followers of Jesus. Walking with Him daily in the light of His word. Amen. And what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Hallelujah. See, it doesn't work if we're double-minded. It doesn't work if we're just kind of partially in and partially out. Either you're in or you're not. God says, I will not have you lukewarm. If you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out. Either you're in or you're out. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day we need to say, Jesus, I'm all in. Amen. And I mean business. I'm committing myself. I'm committing my life. I'm making a choice of my will to submit my will to the will of God. That I might be a follower, sold out for Him. And that I might experience the joy of fellowship with the Lord. For the kingdom is not eating and drinking, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. This is the abundant, the overflowing, full life that Jesus came to give us. And it means denying me and gaining Him. Yeah. Joy in the Holy Spirit. Peace that passes all understanding. Love. Perfect love. That casts out fear. This is Him. This is the fruit of God. This is the fruit of a life abiding in God. Hallelujah. Jesus paid the price that we deserve to pay. And because of that, are you hearing me today? We're debtors. We owe Him. We owe Him a debt of love to, for the rest of our lives, to love God back. Out of gratitude for what He's done. I want to hear Jesus say, well done, good and faithful servant. Do you understand? Every one of us here has our day in court. If you've ever been to an earthly court, you know how intimidating that can be. Well, we're going to the Most High Court. Well, thank God we have an advocate with the Father. Thank God my defense attorney is with me, and He's for me. And that blood He shed speaks on my behalf. If I confess my sins, He is faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. What sin? They're gone. They're under the blood. They've been blotted out. Come on, would you bow your head for just a moment? And if there's anything in your heart, if there's any unforgiveness in your heart, if there's anything that God's been dealing with you about and you've been resisting His Spirit, why don't you deal with it right now? And why don't you ask the Lord to forgive you for your rebellion and for doing your own thing and walking your own way? And Lord, forgive me and restore me to fellowship with You today. Help me, Jesus. Just call on Him. Help me, Jesus. Set me free. Set me free from myself, Lord. Grant me Your grace. Grant me Your mercy today. Lord, I want a clean heart. I want a pure heart. I want a conscience that is clear. If your conscience has been bothering you, you deal with it right now at the cross. Lay it down at His feet. Give it to Jesus. Say, Lord, forgive me, cleanse me, and purge my conscience. Give me Your peace, Lord. Restore me. If there's someone you haven't forgiven in your life, even as God forgave you, now you must also forgive others. You can speak to that person right now. You can, as an act of obedience in faith, you can speak to that person. They didn't deserve, we didn't deserve what Jesus did for us either. It's not about who deserves what. It's about mercy that God gave us at the cross. And now He says, now I want you to go and do likewise to your brother and your sister. Forgive. And you will be forgiven. So just speak that name to that of that person. Speak to him right now and say, in the name of Jesus, I choose this day to obey God. And I forgive you. So speak to him, I forgive you. I cancel the debt. You don't owe me anything. You're free to go. I release you right now in Jesus' name. And now right now claim your forgiveness. Say, Lord, thank you for my forgiveness today. Thank you that I am forgiven. There's somebody else. Just speak to that person. Maybe there's several people that you need to let go of right now. They've hurt you. That you didn't deserve what happened to you. And they were cruel to you. But God wants you to be free. He wants you to be free. And the only way to be free is to let that person go. To get that ball and chain off around your neck that's dragging you down and destroying your soul. And just forgive that person. Say, I release you now in Jesus' name by the power of God. I release you. You owe me nothing. You're free to go in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you today that my sins are forgiven, that I am forgiven. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Man will fail you, but God will not. Hallelujah. So often we're putting our trust in the wrong place. We cannot make gods out of people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will what? He'll direct your path. Hallelujah. Go ahead, get that monkey off your back right now. Just let it go. The Bible says, casting all your cares on Him, all your worries, all your fears, just give it up right now. Give it to Jesus. He's the burden bearer. He'll take it. He can solve every problem. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Trust Him. Give your all to Him. Give Him your past. Just give Him your past. Quit dwelling in your past. Give Him your past. And give Him your future. Give Him your right now, Lord. I give You my life. Hallelujah. I want to live for You, Jesus. Come into my heart and save me and make me Your own. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus.